You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another open mic show. Each week, I've had the pleasure of sharing my favorite songs of the week and talking about one of my favorite things, which is food. Today marks my fourth episode of Oakman Mic, and I have something to share. I'm so excited about this. I hope you can hear it. Hold on. Of course not. It was a horn. You couldn't hear it, but that's all good. It's all good. I'm super excited that I've been on air for 4 weeks. This month has actually been a pretty jam-packed month for me. I actually just got back from a very, very quick trip to Barbados, and I'm going to share a little bit about the food there. And I'm also going to talk about an event that's going to be happening on Friday for those who love cheese and meat. I'll be sharing lots more things as well. But to start off the show, I'm going to get us into some music.
I'm riding around.
I hope that got you moving, shaking, grooving, chair dancing, because I was chair dancing up a storm today. At the top of the set, we had Barry Can't Swim with the clean version of Still Riding. And this London-based producer is quickly becoming well-known for his blend of electronic production mixed with jazz-inspired strings and keys. Fun fact, Joshua Manny, a.k.a. Barry Can't Swim, is a classically trained artist who grew to love jazz from a young age. He learned how to play the piano from the age of 9 and worked in various jazz bars during his teenage years. And then next we had Kelly with Humor Me. Fun fact about Kelly, he's an English teacher. Big ups to the English teachers. He's a songwriter and musician, best known as the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of the indie rock band Block Party. In addition to that, he has also released 6 studio albums as a solo artist.
This is Bird Note. Ornithologist Bill Evans has helped us better understand the sounds that birds make as they migrate at night. Known as nocturnal flight calls, many species can be identified based on their signature sound, like this green heron. Using special handmade microphones left outside overnight, Evans, his colleagues, and many volunteers recorded countless nocturnal flight calls to catalog and identify the sounds. But we're still working to understand these calls. Some are very similar to each other. Others have never been identified. Some of the many modern-day mysteries that biologists face. But for now, take a moment to revel in the beauty of the calls that birds make at night while flying hundreds or even thousands of feet in the air. This clip is from a 6-hour recording of squeaks, whistles, and peeps from thousands of birds passing over a hayfield in central New York State. You'll hear a few crickets, too. Learn more about nocturnal flight calls and how you can record them on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
When I was in Barbados, I noticed that the birds there that I stumbled on, like every single bird that I stumbled on, was so chill, so docile, minding their own business, not aggressive at all. So, like, no aggressive bone in their body at all. So I had to share that bird notes for you. For the next set, I'm going to keep you moving and grooving.
Good evening. Time is up. Tell me now. You must make a choice. Is this love?
Risk for a kiss.
So the first track in this that we heard was Is This Love by Aura the Molecule from Norway. So this track reminds me of video games that I used to play back in the day. Speaking of video games, I was browsing Facebook Marketplace and I stumbled on a bunch of retro gaming consoles. I loved video games back in the day. I basically had like the Nintendo, Sega Genesis. I had like the mini tabletop of like arcade games of Donkey Kong and Q-Bert. But what I miss is a Game Boy Color. So I think I'll be treating myself very, very soon. And then the next song from the same artist it's called Evig Ung. And that's Evig Ung.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
In that set, we had The Noise Came From Here by Saul Williams. Then we had Reggae Vibes with Oatmeal by Jim the Boss. Sorry. If you've been listening to this show, you know that whenever I play reggae, I talk about food. This time I'm going to talk about a food event that I mentioned at the top of the show. For cheese and meat lovers, there is an event happening on Friday, September 27th, called the Vancouver Cheese and Meat Festival. This year, the festival will feature over 150 pairings from 40 vendors, including a fresh street market showcase with a Canadian coast-to-coast selection of cheese, charcuterie, and more. There are going to be three tasting sessions to choose from, starting from 12 p.m. There's going to be the noon tasting, all the way to 6 p.m. for the evening tasting session. You can head to vancouver.cheeseandmeatfestival.com for more info and tickets. And I hope to be there Friday evening. You know, I'm hoping to capture some audio and have some cheese and meat because I do love a charcuterie. So I'm super, super excited about that.
Eat a break from it all. Oh no. Can't do no.